So I gave her a ring, and not exactly an engagement ring. I tracked down her number on the internet. It was the easiest thing. She thought I was rude to call her at home. I said I was hurt by what she had written in that review, and now I wanted to. She told me this conversation is over. Send me an email when you're sober. And I wasn't even drunk. So go to hell, Miss Riddell. Yeah, go to hell, Miss Riddell. They say that the pen is mightier than the sword, and I know the feeling, the devastating feeling, 'cause I have been stabbed before. I worked my ass off with babysitters every practice, while she between autumn calls dispatched me with her preconceived thoughts. She told me this conversation is over. Send me an email when you're sober. And I wasn't even drunk. So go to hell, Miss Riddell. Yeah, go to hell, Miss Riddell. So go to hell, go to hell. This is the only way I can approach the humiliation. It's a bit stupid and childish, pathetic, but it's a solution. Sent her an email and kept it kind of friendly too. Some adequate questions about her assumptions, something I had to do. She never replied. She never replied.
Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock podcast number 35. I'm your host, Sid Souter. Started off the podcast this week with a track there by Pella Carlberg. Pella is from Uppsala, Sweden. The song we played there was Go to Hell, Miss Riddell, off of the EP of the same name, released on Labrador Records in 2005. I discovered Pella on a compilation from the Indie MP3 blog site. They put a compilation out called CDR 2000. In response to the C86 compilation from NME 20 years ago. So I discovered him, hunted down the EP, and I've also hunted down the full length in another EP that should be shipped to me shortly, thanks to the fine folks at Darla Mail Order. All of that on Labrador Records. Excellent in a Bell and Sebastian meets Hefner sort of way. And the new tracks on his website sound wonderful as well, so I'm happy. Haven't been that happy since Jens Lickman, and hey, it's a Swedish thing, I guess. Coming up this week, I've got six tracks that flow wonderfully well, and it's kind of a mystery on how, because there's a hodgepodge of stuff that I've collected over the last month or so. But let's go ahead and get into that. I'm going to play a track now by So Many Dynamos, who will be in town, that's Chicago nowadays, this Thursday playing at The Note. The song I'm going to play is These Things Happen off of their 2005 album, When I Explode. I guess there's a new album out, but I haven't been able to find it, so hopefully I'll be able to pick that up at the show. So here's So Many Dynamos with These Things Happen.
On your side, and I don't think I could ever feel alright again in this hotel bathroom. Your dress was torn and your fingers froze on a filthy floor in your fancy clothes. I can hear the sirens getting closer now in this hotel bathroom. Now as I'm flying in circles above your pretty starts to water, your pace slows as the wind blows. Your hands were cold in my moat is vain, as a rusted spike stood still in your veins. It would take forever to explain the stains on this plain white t-shirt. I never hoped that this would come true. You said you'd die for me, I said I'd die for you. What the hell do you think that you are trying to prove in this hotel bathroom? Now as I'm swimming in circles below your pretty dangling feet, drawn to the red and the water, your pace slows as the blood flows.
Slice, three, slice, four.
functioning being. I'm looking for the mechanical music museum. This is a warning, I spell it out for you. Silence be spoken.
Hardship will break your legs. Snap off your head. Hardship will put you down. Under the ground. Hardship will break your legs. Snap off your head. Hardship will put you down.
That last track was Hot Chip with the song Warning off the album The Warning that was released in June on Astralworks Records, or DFA. I don't know, somehow there's an agreement between the two of those. In the middle there was Bloody Knife number 3 from The Robot Ate Me off the Good World album released in June on 5RC Records. That's Ryan Bouchard, I believe, is The Robot Ate Me. And it's the album, I don't know, it's a concept album that only he gets. It's lots of short pieces, and that's probably the most coherent of them all. Very atmospheric and weird, and it takes a lot to get into, and probably more than I was willing to invest. I listened to it 3 or 4 or 5 times and said, okay, well, I don't get it. I guess I'm just not that smart. Starting things off there in that set was So Many Dynamos with the song These Things Happen. That's a great album that's really solid. Came out in 2005. There's a new one. Check it out. That one kind of reminds me a lot of maybe Harris from Boston or Piebald, also from the Boston area. Coming up next, I have something from Augie March and the song Bolt and Dunston Talk Youth.
Blind to the charms of the I'm not a son to you. Oh,
just like that. That was Little Sounds from the band Judah Johnson, a band, not a person, from the album Beware I Be that comes out, I guess, today, August 22nd, on Flame Shovel Records, the band out of Detroit, Michigan. Very much a Sparkle Horse sort of feel there to them. Before that was Augie March with a song Bolt and Dunstan Talk Youth from the Moo You Bloody Choir album. Came out in February of this year on Sony BMG Records, a band out of Melbourne, Australia, though definitely a U.S. alternative sort of feel to it in the, you know, vein of the late 80s and very early 90s. Though I guess also picked up by some like Pernice Brothers or something like that now to be a bit more current. Let's see. I've got one track left for you. This is from the Elvis Costello and Alan Toussaint collaboration called The River in Reverse, a collaboration created when the two of those met again at a charity event for Katrina Relief. They had worked together previously on the Spike album where Alan did the horn arrangements, I believe. And they worked together, did some of Alan's songs, and then they put an album together, actually, with about four or five songs that they co-wrote, and the rest are just Alan songs that that Elvis sings on and does his typical adult voice crooning to. The album itself is pretty good. If you're not a solid Elvis Costello fan, then you probably want to skip this one. Or if you want to appreciate some of the New Orleans-style R&B that Alan is famous for, there's bits of that in there that are very rewarding as well, if that's sort of your scene. So we're going to end things off there. I want to thank you for listening to the Too Much Rock podcast. This has been number 35. I'm your host, Sid Souter. For more information on Too Much Rock, you can hit the website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. This is Broken Promise Land from Elvis Costello and Alan Toussaint.
Such a disgrace. We gotta get out of this mess. Coming in under the cover of darkness. How high shall we build this wall? Could have said more, but it would have seemed heartless. How hard did I slam that door? The town I know has a strange resemblance to Jericho. But even though seven horns are getting ready to blow, coming in under the cover of darkness, how high shall we build this wall? Could have said more, but it would have seemed heartless. How tight shall we close that door? Showgirls meet. such a disgrace. Wedding bells crumble in the street. Coming in under the